Ursa Major Studios and the Beach Bears are proud to present It's a Wonderful Life, Birch Draper, based on the film by Frank Capra.
Please, Lord, help my friend Birch. He needs your peace in the worst way.
Please, dear Lord, help Birch. He's in such trouble.
Help my Uncle Birch. You helped me. Now please, help him.
He never thinks about himself. That's why Birch needs you.
Please help Birch. He's helped me and Star so much.
Lord, be with my brother Birch tonight.
My brother-in-law Birch needs you.
Please help Birch.
Birch Draper.
Birch Draper.
Birch Draper.
Hello, Adjutant. Trouble?
Looks like we'll have to send a guardian. A lot of people asking for help for someone named Birch Draper.
Birch Draper, hmm? He's supposed to be on his own now. Who was assigned to him?
Guardian he called Shiloh when he was younger.
Shiloh? Odd the names they come up with. Well, she'll probably know him best. Send for her.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes. It's regarding your old charge, Birch Draper.
Yes, sir. I know.
You know? You've been relieved of duty over him for close to 20 years now. Have you been keeping tabs on him?
There was the incident where she pointed him to Wally's Facebook, and the time she assisted the former guardian of Stan Grizzly.
Ah, yes. You were reprimanded for both of those, weren't you?
Yes, sir, but he was pleading, sir.
Well, you still have those marks on your record. Plus the one for potentially revealing the future to Birch right before you were relieved.
I was just trying to save him, sir.
Well, he still has to make his own choices. But we have a crisis here.
I know. He seems to have lost any will to live.
Yes, that's why we called you. Ordinarily, it would be his choice. But there are so many praying for him. This could be an opportunity for you to redeem yourself and save his life.
Really, sir?
Yes. No one else knows him better. We'll suspend your relief of duty for this. But remember, you can't reveal the future. You can talk about his past, but not the future.
Perhaps it might be good to review what brought him to this state, sir. I know a lot, but not everything.
Yes, that is important. Very well.
If only he had sung like that when we recorded it.
My God, Grizz, what are you doing?
Well, Dan isn't here. But if you need a place to stay, of course we'll take you in.
That recording was so good, I had to send it out. And you did say you were called the Beach Bears.
Yes, you can be pushy. Yes, you can be demanding. But Dipper is a better person because of it. He sings better. He tries harder, even in things other than music. You taught him that.
Star, come on. I don't want to see you spending the rest of your life reading and singing sad songs. You're a better person than that. You need to meet someone special.
Oh, Star! It's beautiful!
Will you be my wife, Sarah?
So I signed us up for a music competition called Rock Band Wars.
That's just it, Birch. You're the one hurting him.
You must be Warren Wolven's son, Wally, right?
Birch! What are you doing here?
Saving a child from your clutches like I should have 3 years ago!
Well, this is it. My mother's grave. Or what's left of it.
Oh, this is horrible. Well, let's see if we can get the marker vertical again.
You could have run from me when you saw me in the tent, Birch. You didn't.
Star, do you think Roger's drawing ability is good enough to make a living off of?
Definitely. Graphic artists are in very high demand these days, too. Especially ones who do quick, detailed work like this.
Don't just say you'll quit drinking, Warren. Prove it. That's the only way you'll ever get to see Wally again.
Birch, this is amazing. I'm finally starting over. I've been given a new life.
Birch, seeing my daughter born was a miracle.
Which brings us to the present situation. With an odd encounter in the parking lot of Coyote Consultants.
Hey, hey! What are you doing? That isn't your car.
What's the problem, Nathan?
Someone broke into my car. I know I locked it. I hope you didn't take anything. Oh, no. I left these folders in the car. He was apparently looking through them.
I hope they weren't important.
Actually, they were your records. There's nothing of value in these folders. Why would he be looking for them?
Looking for money, maybe?
Maybe. Something about this seems odd. Why would anyone risk being seen breaking into a car near a lawyer's office?
Oh, that's bad.
It gets worse. This happened just this morning.